Welcome to Vladimir Savchuk's podcast. Our ministry exists to reach people globally and to disciple them digitally. If you have not done so, would you help me to bring a greater exposure to the biblical teaching by leaving a review on this podcast and share it also on your social media platform? Let's dive into this episode. Five ways to overcome gluttony. Now, we will also define what gluttony is, what does the Bible tell us about gluttony, and how to overcome gluttony. Gluttony is defined as overindulgence or lack of self-restraint with food or drink. Dictionary defines it as habitual greed or excess in eating, greedy or excessive indulgence. Now, let's start from the beginning. Food is good. Somebody say amen. God created food. He created the Garden of Eden with food. Food is necessary for survival. We actually see that in the Bible, that eating is for survival. In Nehemiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, eating is a sign of life and health. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 4 through 11. And enjoyment of eating is one of the gifts of God. Proverbs 13, 25, Proverbs 10, 3, and Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 13. And God blesses His people with sufficient food. I mean, we see Jesus multiplying bread, and we see there was more than enough. And so, you know, consumption of food is necessary for survival, and occasional overeating is not gluttony. Now, being overweight does not mean you are a glutton. And we can't determine whether somebody overeats or is a glutton by the size of their body. So we're going to look at a few things that the Bible says about gluttony first, and then we're going to deal with how to overcome this. Number one, the Bible tells us that gluttony is actually making a god out of your belly. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 19, it says, "Whose end is destruction, whose god is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things." So I want you to see this category of people. They constantly think about food. They have a compelling desire for food and drink. It drives their life, and to the point, it actually becomes an idol in their life. Gluttony in the Bible is a form of idolatry, and any form of idolatry is a serious offense to God. We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7, it says, "And do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose to play." So nothing wrong with food, but the moment it becomes your obsession, becomes your passion, becomes your friend, becomes your comfort, it really becomes your god. Bible actually says your belly becomes your god. And so that's what gluttony is. The second truth the Bible tells about gluttony is that gluttony induces laziness and results in hopelessness. In Titus chapter 1, verses 12, Paul tells Titus, he says, "One of them, a prophet of their own," he's quoting one of the people of the island, he says, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons." That's a really bad description of the category of people. But I want you to notice lazy gluttons. Gluttony induces laziness. And as Christians, God is against laziness. And it results in hopelessness. We see, you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32, that if in the manner of men I have fought with the beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die. Meaning this notion that I'm just going to eat and drink, tomorrow I'm going to die. Sense of hopelessness, sense of no purpose, no meaning. And so that tells us that gluttony, you know, it wastes resources. He who dedicates himself to hard work and work ethics learns the true value in life to provide for himself, for his family, both spiritually and physically. And when you introduce gluttony into your life, it will destroy that rhythm of hard work, good ethics, and Christian principles that we should abide by. Number three is gluttony brings poverty. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 21, it says, "For a drunkard and a glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags." When you allow alcohol and you allow gluttony, overeating in your life, you will be brought to poverty. And so one of the ways you need to, you know, overcome gluttony is because it steals your money. It's a waste of resources if you eat too much and you drink alcohol. Now, number four is gluttony is associated with rebellion, stubbornness, and wastefulness. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 20, it says that they shall say to the elders of the city, the son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He does not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. I want you to notice that gluttony is always in association with rebellion, stubbornness, wastefulness, and also alcoholism or being drunk. They always go together. So when you yield to gluttony, it will invite other demons. It will invite other sins. It will invite other vices. And you don't want those vices. And therefore, we got to come head on and attack this problem. First temptation of humanity was with food. Jesus' temptation was with food. Israel complained a lot about food. And this area of food cannot be our God. It has to be subjected to our God. Now, the Bible gives us negative examples from gluttony. We see gluttony plunged humanity in a state of sin. We see gluttony led Sodom and Gomorrah into destruction. Gluttony not being the only vice, but many others as well. We see Esau put his food before his birthright. We see that Israel lusted after the meal and eventually killed him. And we see that Jesus was falsely accused of gluttony. It tells us that gluttony is not something to have on your rap list. I read this psalm. It mimics Psalm 23. It's called the 23rd pound. The appetite is my shepherd. I always want. It makes me lay down and stuff myself. It leadeth me down to my refrigerator repeatedly. It leadeth me in the path of Burger King for a Whopper. It destroyeth my shape. Yea, though I knoweth, I gaineth, I shall not stop eating. For the food tastes so good. The ice cream and the cookies comfort me. And when the table is spread before me, it excites me. I know that I should dig in as I fill my plate continuously. My clothes runneth smaller. Surely bulges and excess weight shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall be fat forever. Who is your shepherd? Is the food your shepherd? Who do you find joy, pleasure? Who's your friend? Who's your comfort? Is it food? Do you find yourself excessively eating? Find yourself, you know, battling with overweight as a result of that? Though not every person who has overweight problem is a glutton. But a lot of times, if you yield yourself to that, you may experience excessive weight, obesity, sicknesses, diseases, lack of motivation. Find yourself without any energy, struggling with sleep, having all kinds of also other vices that seem to pursue you. Find yourself with laziness. God wants to break that off of you. How do we do that? Number one, you can't overcome gluttony without overcoming excessive eating. You have to limit overeating and you have to cut that off from your diet. Cut that away. That's a Christian duty. That's a Christian principle. In John 6:12, it says, and when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather the fragments that remain, that nothing is lost. Have you noticed when they were filled? It does not say when they were overfilled. It doesn't say when they were stuffed. Don't eat until you're stuffed. Eat until you're no longer hungry. That means that you might need to trim the amount of food you eat and the amount of times that you eat. One of the things that I practice is I practice intermittent fasting. It means that I don't eat until 12, and from 12 to 6, sometimes from 1 to 5, and I eat twice a day. Why? Because I don't do a lot of physical activity and I sit a lot, and so I do not want to overeat. It's like putting gasoline into your car, but your car doesn't move from the garage. After a while, the gasoline begins to spill. And so when you overeat, it creates being overweight. It kills the energy and it doesn't glorify God with the temple that He has given me. And what it does is that it actually leads me into gluttony, where I begin to stuff myself, because the more I eat, the more I want to eat. Then I begin to eat sugar and I begin to, you know, like eat all the sweets and everything. And so even at the point that I'm recording of this video, I am on a very strict, you know, thing where I'm avoiding sweets and limiting the amount of caffeine that I take as well. And so why? Because I want to honor the Lord and I do not want to sin with the sin of gluttony. The second thing that you need to do is that we need to do is overcoming gluttony is less about losing weight and more about gaining new perspective in life. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. My goal, our goal, is not obsession with our weight. It's not losing weight. It's not about gaining a better body. Because if you obsess with that, that is not going to help you to overcome gluttony. okay? It's going to actually lead you to bulimia, anorexia, or other problems. The Bible says that we discipline our body and bring it to subjection, lest I have preached to others, I myself had become disqualified. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. What does it mean? As a Christian, it's about a perspective. I am in a Christian military called the ministry, and I have to be in shape, not so I can look good, but so I can be useful to my master, so that I can live a disciplined life, and so that I could live a life where I see God's kingdom first. And my king is Jesus. My king is not burger. My king is not caffeine. My king is not soda. My king is Jesus. And so it's about a new perspective as a Christian. Yes, I reap the benefits of losing weight. I reap the benefits of having good energy, sleeping good, you know, not having certain sicknesses otherwise I would have had if I would not watch my eating and stop overeating. But the goal, the purpose is the kingdom. The goal and the purpose is seeking Jesus first. The third thing that we must do is we must submit our cravings to the Holy Spirit. Now, a lot of times we have hunger, but there's a difference between hunger and craving. Hunger gets satisfied if you drink water and eat proper at proper time and proper foods. Craving is the thing of the flesh. And so we have to submit that to the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, it tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. See, uncontrolled appetite is gluttony. Self-control is the virtue that God expects us to practice. And the Holy Spirit gives us this new perspective on gluttony, and you then become more passionate for God, not for food, and He gives you the desire then to control your cravings. Cravings are not going to go away right away. They need to be subdued by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not about me trying harder. It's me surrendering more to the Holy Spirit, even in the area of my appetite, even in the area of my food. The fourth practical thing that we must do is we must practice fasting to subdue our appetites. Fasting is not easy because you're letting the flesh know who's the boss over the body, the spirit and the soul. You're denying yourself food. You're strengthening your will to say no to many other spiritual weaknesses and failures. God does not give you the willpower, but He gives you the Holy Spirit power. And then your willpower gets strengthened as you yield to the Holy Spirit power in fasting. We don't fast for a diet. We fast for the purpose of seeking God. But the benefit of it, our appetites get subdued. And there are so many benefits of small, short, one-day, three-day fastings to your life. But one of the main spiritual ones is that you subdue King Belly under the King Jesus. And the King Belly bites the dust. And then your belly, you know, instead of being highly exalted, you actually decrease and Jesus increases. And fasting is such a beautiful example. Of course, your flesh is going to give you a lot of feedback and let you know that it's very upset when you start fasting. But ignore the flesh and keep on fasting. And the fifth one is to overcome gluttony is you have to rebuke the demon of gluttony. Did you, Vlad, say that there's a demon of gluttony? Yes. There is such a thing as uncontrolled, unbridled appetite that starts as a flesh. As you keep yielding it, it becomes a spirit. If you're addicted to anything, you got company. The devil is an author of stealing, killing, and destruction. You can't tell me that something that leads you to sickness, that brings you into laziness, kills your motivation, hurts your sleep, makes you die early, exalts your belly as the king, does not have a devil behind it. You can't tell me that. There is such a thing as a demon of gluttony. It doesn't start as a demon. It starts first as an appetite that we keep feeding it. We exalt our belly into the place of royalty and our belly becomes the king. And behind every idol is a demon. And now something controls you. Now you cannot stop on your own. And you need not only discipline, not only seek the Holy Spirit, you actually need deliverance. Where you need to renounce the spirit of gluttony. Renounce that. Repent of opening the door to it. Renounce it and rebuke it. And then apply discipline so that you can walk in freedom and dominion in your life. In conclusion, food is not your friend. Food is not your comforter. If you have made the fridge to be your comforter, you're in trouble. As a Christian, you have a comforter. His name is the Holy Spirit. Food is not your staff that comforts you. Jesus is your comfort. Jesus is your friend. Relationships are where you find the nourishment, not on the plate of food, not in a brownie and not in a donut, not in the Red Bull drink or in some other caffeine. I want you to repent of gluttony today. I want you to put your faith in Jesus. May Jesus be the King and the Lord of your life. As a Christian, you will see greater victory in your purity. You will see greater victory in other areas of your life where you're not motivated, where you're lazy, where you feel slothful. You will see victory in those areas if you first submit the area of overeating, eating of junk food that feeds your flesh, and stop abusing the temple of the Holy Spirit, and yield your body, yield your instruments to the Lord, your mouth, your hands, everything to God. You will see greater victory and dominion in your life. Thank you for watching this video. I know this was a strong message, but I believe that you received it. Let me know in the comments below if you battled with this issue and if you have overcome what you've learned. Maybe you're still battling and you need to make a confession. Do that in the comments below. Help me out by sharing this video. I know this is not a typical message you hear from a pulpit or you hear from pastors, but help me out to spread this message to other people. Share this with your friends, with your family, as well as subscribe to this channel. Sign up to my email list. Every week I send personal emails where I tell you what's happening in my life, what's happening in our ministry, and you can be a part of that. I promise not to spam you with emails. You can become a member of my YouTube community by joining the YouTube membership. And if God puts on your heart to sponsor and support our ministry, it will be much appreciated. We're releasing e-courses, reading plans, blogs, audiobooks, translating books into many languages every month, and we're offering all of this stuff free of charge because of partners like you. Thank you. Until next video. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you were encouraged, challenged, and also blessed. As always, don't forget to subscribe as well as to leave a review so that it could help us to reach other people. And share this episode with your friends and your family on social media. If God puts on your heart to support this ministry, your support will help us to reach more people for Jesus. Go to my website and you can find out so much more free resources from reading plans, blogs, e-courses, and so much. And all of my stuff is free of charge. God bless you. Until next time.